10th, 1944.
And where were you born?
Caraway, Arkansas.
How far is Caraway, Arkansas from Jonesboro, which is the closest big city?
Approximately 30 miles.
Okay. And you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have two older sisters, one older brother that is deceased, and one younger brother.
And your parents, what did they do?
They farmed.
How much land do you recall them having?
Oh, they started, I can remember, they had a couple of 40s is what my dad would call it. And then he, you know, increased his holding, and I think probably close to 1,000 acres, I think, at one time.
And as a young girl growing up in the 50s when your dad farmed, did you have to work on the farm?
I was the youngest, and I didn't work on the farm as much as my older siblings.
Why not?
Well, because I was the youngest and I was spoiled, probably. But I would work in the house, you know. I did work some on the farm, but not as much as my older siblings.
Did you pick cotton?
Yes.
How much would you pick as a person? What would be a good day's picking?
I don't remember picking all day very many times. Now, I could pick, you know, 100 pounds. That was probably about the most I ever remember picking.
Did your father pay you for what you picked?
I don't remember us ever getting paid to pick.
Really? Where did you go to school?
In Caraway, Central High School.
Grades 1 Grades, through 12?
Yes.
And when did you graduate?
In 1962.
And what did you do when you left school?
I kept books at a lumber company, and then I moved to Memphis to work for Holiday Inns in the home office.
Back in the 1950s, you were a young girl, your father's farming. Your father starts to bring in some Mexican labor.
Yes.
How well do you recall the Mexican labor coming in? What were they like?
I remember it very well because it was very, I guess I was younger. I think I was probably 8, something like that, when we first got. I remember, I think we had 19 the first year. And, I remember anticipating them coming and them preparing the house, you know, for them to live in. And
how did the Mexicans treat your family and perhaps you yourself as the youngest?
They were very sweet. You know, I just, they were very, I can remember their smile, you know, and just, we were raised in a Christian family, and we had no blacks in our community. And we were taught to respect, you know, to not have prejudice. And I think that made an influence on the way we accepted them as much as anything. And
was there a lot of interaction between yourself, your brothers, and sisters with the Mexican labor? Was it encouraged?
No. No, well, no, because we were younger, and, you know, it's, I think our parents were looking after our welfare, you know, as much as anything.
Do you remember whether you would perhaps get the same crew coming back each year?
I don't remember the same crews coming back.
And how did your father get the labor?
I remember them going over in to Texas to pick them up.
And he would actually go to the border to get them?
That's my understanding, yes.
So I've heard talk that he was perhaps also part of an association.
Now, I didn't know that part of it. I was younger, so I didn't remember that part of it.
In conversations, I remember you saying
His name was Tony, and he was our interpreter. He was very, very nice. He had a young family in Mexico, and he wanted to stay on so bad. It just...
And this was the first year that you had Mexicans?
Yes.
Why didn't he stay, or did he come back to you?
No, he did not come back. He wanted to stay, but Dad didn't, because we, Dad told me that we've talked about this several times, and he thought it would cause friction in the community if we brought a Mexican family to live in the community, because there were no other, you know, there was no blacks, there was, that was my understanding. It was very sad.
Did you ever meet Tony's family?
No, but I did see pictures of them.
And what were they like? How many children did he have?
I remember a little boy. I don't remember.
Okay. And so you said your father perhaps didn't want to create friction in
yes.
the community.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a shortage of local labor?
Yes.
So I'm perhaps I'm missing something in that, you know, if your father couldn't get local labor, then I would have thought it would have been acceptable to have had somebody in that could have worked. Would it or wouldn't it?
Well, that's sort of like the black labor and Mexican labor now. You know, I mean, there's friction, you know. There may have been labor at different seasons, you know.
Right.
There may have been jobs at different seasons that these other people could have picked up.
For entertainment and the free time that these people had, mm-hmm. what did they do?
I don't remember the drinking part. I do remember, yes, I do. But I remember them singing. They're Mexican, you know, because we didn't live very far, and I could remember them singing, and you know, I thought it was so pretty because they had this beautiful language, and.
And this would be in the evening after mm-hmm, they finished.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about if they wanted to go into town? Your father would take them.
Mm-hmm. And I do remember a lot of them walking because we really weren't that far from town. And I remember seeing some of them walking, you know.
So Caraway wasn't that far.
No.
Caraway is in Craighead County.
Right.
Which is, and I believe has always been a dry county.
That's right.
What if they wanted liquor or alcohol? Where would they go?
To Riverdale.
Levanta. Because that's in Poinsett County.
Right.
And do you recall how they would get to Points to
Levanta? No, I was younger than that.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. But I do. We had a movie theater there too.
In
Caraway.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Big theater, little theater?
Probably small would be, you know. No. Not very large.
And would it show the up to date movies or?
Pretty well, I think.
Would you go there on a Saturday morning for the Saturday morning?
Saturday morning. In the afternoon, early afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And were the Mexicans welcomed into Caraway, from what you can remember?
I think there was mixed feelings. I do remember some of the merchants. I know the merchants made, you know, I made a lot of money from them. But I do remember some of them not being very nice to them.
Do you remember in what way?
Sharp, you know, just
rude.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of stores were in Caraway at the time?
Dime store, the several grocery stores. There was a drugstore, the large mercantile store that my sister worked at. You know, not very.
Was there a post office?
Yes, post office.
I know you were very young when the Mexicans were here, but do you recall how they might have sent money back
sure it was money orders. I'm sure it was money orders. I think I remembered them sending money orders. I know I remember them sending money back home a lot, and I feel sure it's probably money orders.
How, as a child, what was your impression of the dress, the way the Mexicans were dressed when they came to you, or came on to work, and then they spent 6 weeks chopping cotton or picking cotton, they've obviously earned some money. What were they like when they went back?
Dressed very much with new clothes. They were dressed very poorly when they came. And
was there anything particular that you recall perhaps they wanted to buy when they were here? Perhaps a sewing machine or something to take?
I don't remember that. I don't remember what, you know, what they really wanted to purchase. I do remember the toys they wanted for the children, but, you know, because most of them did have children.
What sort of toys were they? What type of
I don't remember. I don't remember.
You were obviously lived just a short distance from where the Mexicans lived. Do you remember what they would eat?
Yes, I can smell it to this day.
What were they?
Tortillas. They made these tortillas, and there's an odor about the onions and the it smells so good. And of course, Mother wouldn't let us go down and eat with them, but it just, you know, their food smells so good. And they would make the tortillas and you know, I'm sure, you know, now I'm more familiar with that type of food, but at that time it wasn't. I didn't, you know, all I knew was they made the tortillas and all the good stuff that went in it. And, yeah.
But you were never allowed to go in and try? No. That must have been hard. But it was all men. There were no women who came with the
No.
Mexicans. What about medical care, if they were sick?
I don't remember anything.
You don't remember?
I don't.
What would happen, though, if you were sick? What would your father do, or your mom, mother do?
I guess to the doctor.
And there were doctors in Caraway?
Off and on, most of the time there were. Mm-hmm.
So that you would think that they would treat the Mexicans
sure.
if it was needed?
Sure. Okay. They'd take them to the doctor. Mm-hmm.
Did this is Mireya Rosa. Did the
braceros
ever try to talk to girls?
Oh, they were so cute ones. I do remember. Of course, I was younger, and I do remember that. They were. They flashed their pretty smiles at the girls. Yeah, of course. You know, the girls weren't able to associate with them, any that I knew of. But, there were some cute ones.
How did you actually start a friendship with Tony?
Oh, because he was so friendly, and he was the one that I was interpreted, you know, because we had more interaction with him.
And so what would you guys talk about? Did he ask questions about the town?
Mostly he talked about his family.
Do you remember what his biggest, worries or concerns were when he talked about his family?
Wanted to bring them to the U.S.
He wanted to bring them to the U.S.?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Why do you think that is?
To have a better life for them. And it could provide for them in Mexico.
And in some ways, do you feel like your friendship with Tony at that time influenced the way you saw the other men?
Mm-hmm. Sure. sympathy for them.
Did Tony ever describe his home?
I don't remember him ever describing his home. No.
Of all of the braceros, other than the fact that you could have conversations with them, why do you think that he stands out the most in your mind?
Because I felt so sorry for him, because he couldn't stay. And I remember him crying when he left.
When he left, how did he leave? You're describing this moment and seeing him crying. What was going on?
Well, they were leaving in the truck with the, you know, with the other men.
They pack him up with everyone else and all of them on?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. And after they pack him up, where did they drive them to?
They went to directly to the border, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever receive any kind of, from your father, from your family, any kind of letters from any of these men?
I believe he got some letters from Tony.
So he got letters from Tony?
Mm-hmm. I remember, yeah.
And what did these letters say?
Just asking for him to bring his family back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about why your father was conflicted about bringing Tony.
Can I tell you an incident that happened? All of these young men were young. They missed their family. They missed their spouses. And one incident that happened at the theater the afternoon, my sister doesn't even know this. My cousin and I, we were 8 and 9, I believe. And we were watching the Saturday afternoon matinee. And we felt this heavy breathing behind us. And then I felt a hand coming up under my skirt. And it was one of the Mexicans. And I don't know if anything else happened to anyone else, but that was I think there was a little fear there. Because of the difference.
So when that happened to you, did you jump out?
We jumped up and left.
Did you tell anyone else?
No.
Why didn't you tell anyone?
I didn't want to get anyone in trouble.
Even after that incident, I should ask, well, did that incident change the way you saw these men?
No. I don't think really. No.
And it didn't make you wary or afraid of them?
It could have at the time. But in the big picture it didn't.
And after the men left and were gone, did you feel like something was missing in your community, or did you feel like things were back to normal?
I think it didn't take long for things to get back to normal, I think.
Do you feel like these men changed anything about your life or the life of people in your community, in Carolyn?
I think it did. I think it changed the way that we looked at other other people, because we were so isolated, you know, and just, you know, no blacks, no, you know, there's other people out there, isn't it, that have different situations than we do. And I think that we have more empathy and more understanding. You know, that's the way I felt. And I think as the community as a whole, I think that it changed them.
Do you remember anything else about any other situations or instances where things happened out of the ordinary while they were here?
I don't remember anything else.
Thank you very much.